This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Do you realize there's a portion of society now that's so insane and lawless that you can't coexist with them in civil society? I mean, I've kind of touched on this before, but never to this much depth. You know, the rule of law, even the construct of society, it is a shared mental hallucination. And I don't mean that in a negative way. What I mean is it's not physically real. When we all agree to abide by, let's say, the Constitution or some law, some state law or federal law, when we agree to abide by that law, that shared agreement is simply a distributed hallucination, or you could say a mental construct that we all agree to adhere to. And there are certain types of agreements that are necessary for people to live safely in any kind of society. For example, you have to say it's wrong to just randomly kill people, because if everybody did that, then none of us would be safe and society would be chaos. And how could we conduct business and all these other things? So we have laws that say it's wrong to just walk up to somebody and kill them. Murder is wrong and it's a felony. And we all agree to that point because none of us want to be murdered, right? None of us want to live in a society where murder is acceptable. And the same thing goes for fraud or corruption or bribery, all these other things. We want to live in a society where there are rules that we all agree to adhere to. And some of those rules are that we all have the right to speak. And yet it is rules like that one that these lawless leftists have abandoned. In fact, they've abandoned due process. They've abandoned the right to face your accuser. They say that you can be accused of something by an anonymous person, a whistleblower, let's say, and you will be banned, deplatformed, censored without even being able to present your case or defend yourself or even to know the identity of your accuser. This is what the left now embraces today, a sense of lawlessness. But it's really tyranny run by them, where they abide by no laws and no rules except for the rules that they invent on the spot to achieve the outcome that they want, which is basically them having absolute power and no one being able to challenge their power through dissenting views. So the extermination of dissenting views is one of the key priorities of this authoritarian left. And in order to do this, they try to pretend like they are a law and order philosophy follower. They try to pretend like, oh, we're protecting the rights of people to be safe from hate. But that's all twisted language. That doesn't mean anything. There's no right to be protected from other people's speech, because that would imply that there's a right to extend your demands of censorship to other people's voices. And no such right exists. You have the right to speak, but you don't have the right to prevent others from speaking. That's the key distinction. We all have the right to speak. And although there may be certain practical limits, like you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, obviously, and you can't directly call for the violence targeting one specific person who you name and things like that, there are some limits to it. Aside from that, if you want to voice your opinion, even if it's offensive to someone, no one else in society has any right to prevent you from voicing that offensive view, even if you are a minority of one up against a mob of everyone else. If you are the only person with your opinion, you still have the right to utter that opinion without interference by those who seek to silence you. And yet it is those very people, those radical authoritarian leftists, who are saying that they are protecting people's rights to be safe from hatred by censoring views they don't like. And so when you have approaches like this and demands for obedience like this, and the abandonment of basic rules of fairness, rules of public engagement, rules of due process, rules of law, and so on, then you end up with a society where you have this entire contingent of people on the radical left who are incompatible with civil society. They do not abide by or even recognize the basic tenets, the structure that is necessary for civil society to operate in a sustainable way. For us to continue to coexist in a nation, for example, we have to honor the outcomes of elections, even when we don't like those outcomes. But the left in America today when Trump was elected, the first thing they said to themselves was, we're going to get rid of Trump and violate the will of the people. Democracy be damned. That's their system of thought. That's their philosophy. Democracy be damned. They do not respect the will of the voters. They do not respect the outcomes of elections unless they win them. And they usually win them by cheating. Illegals voting, for example, stealing votes, ballot harvesting, all these games they play to fraudulently win elections. Motor voter, automatic registration of non-citizens, all these things. So in effect, the left does not believe in any rules. They only believe that to them, the ends justify the means. No matter what it takes in their minds, as long as they maintain power or protect their power or gain power, then whatever it took to get there is okay with them and is justified by them. No matter what it takes, whatever rules have to be broken, whatever people have to be killed in their minds, whatever laws have to be violated, they will do what is necessary to gain power. Because again, that's their philosophy. It's a philosophy of, well, despotism, frankly. It's despotism. It's the rule of law is whatever they say it is. That's the left today. And you see this in the Adam Schiff hearings, where the rules of the hearings are whatever Adam Schiff says they are. You can't name the whistleblower, he says. You can't have your witnesses. You can't cross-examine our witnesses. I mean, really? I thought this was supposed to be due process. I thought that we lived in a society where people had the right to face their accuser, and then we had the rules of transparency, rules of evidence, and so on in, you know, court-like proceedings. But no, we have despotism. And the media acts as really journo despots, you might say, or despotic journalists. They're not even real journalists. They simply write whatever is the most damaging to their political opponents. They write hit pieces, attack pieces. They weaponize their publications so that they can create maximum hatred among their readers to whip up acts of violence against their intended political targets. NBC News did this to us. NBC News is so vile in their coverage that they actually had people threatening the child of one of the top employees of our server hosting company. The child was bullied by other children in school because they were hosting our website. And that's due to NBC News. But ABC News is the same, CNN is the same, MSNBC, they're all the same. They're all bullies. They're all despots. They only believe in might makes right. They don't believe in any sense of real journalism or real fairness or real investigations or neutrality. Even the attempt of neutrality is long gone in the minds of these authoritarian tyrants. And to wrap this up, I'm here to tell you that there is no point in trying to reason with despots. You don't try to reason with authoritarian tyrants. What you do is you defeat them. You remove them from power through legal and peaceful means. You stand up for the real rights of individuals in your community, in your society, to exercise their rights and freedoms as protected by the Constitution in the case of America, or as granted by God, if we're talking about other countries that don't have our Constitution. You don't try to reason with despots in the same sense that you don't try to reason with a pack of rabid wolves that's nipping at your heels and trying to rip the flesh off your legs. You don't try to reason with them. You don't try to negotiate with them, and you don't try to meet them halfway. What do you do to a rabid pack of wolves? Well, in the case of wolves, and of course, this is just a metaphor. Well, what you do in the case of wolves, if it were real wolves, you know, you pull out your firearm and you shoot one of the wolves if they're trying to kill you. And then you would scare off the other wolves, probably. Or if that didn't work, then you shoot them all. That's for wolves. Now, when it comes to bureaucratic tyrants, what do? Well, I think you call for their arrest and prosecution. You charge them with treason. You remove them from power through legal and peaceful means, such as voting them out or having them calling for their arrest when they violated laws, for example. And that's how you do it when you're dealing with tyrants. But you have to recognize that you're at that point where that must happen. You have to recognize that you're dealing with monsters. You're not dealing with reasonable, rational, law-abiding human beings. Democrats are not compatible with civil society in the same way that wolves are not compatible with you taking a peaceful walk through the woods with your children, let's say. Sooner or later, you have to get rid of those entities who are trying to destroy you. Sooner or later, you have to defeat those entities that are trying to destroy you, that are threatening your life. And that's the solution to all of this. Keep this in mind as events unfold in the next year and beyond that. America is at the brink right now. And those who hate liberty and freedom, those who hate conservatism and who hate Trump, they also hate the rule of law. They hate the structure of society. They hate any sense of fairness, and they will not play fair. They will break the rules. They will commit fraud. They will lie, cheat, steal, censor. They will demonetize. They will do anything that, in their minds, justifies them destroying their political opponents so that they can maintain domineering, monopolistic, authoritarian power over everyone else. And that's why they must be defeated. Because any who seek power over others don't deserve that power themselves. That should be obvious by this point. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, newstarget.com, and you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. Post your videos there, and they won't be censored. Thanks for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.